I had a really good start, and I feel like I got very impatient in the second set for not many reasons. And she was becoming a little bit more consistent. I think I lost a little bit of pace on my ball, but I finished off with 6 straight games. And I think, you know, if there's any way to kind of turn that match around, it's that way. So I think I can be proud of that effort, but I definitely, I stepped back a little bit and wasn't as aggressive as I was through that 6-1, 3-1. But overall, won the last point, so.
Well, yeah, you know, just spoke to Richel about that match. He said, you know, there's a big difference that you keep focused in the third set, you know, also being down, that you're not panicking, whatever. Is that maybe the biggest strength, you know, you had today, just focus on your game again?
Yeah, well, I've come back from a lot of matches in that position. If you look at it, I was only down one break, and, you know, the score line wasn't, I mean, I lost like 8 games in a row, or maybe 8 out of 10 or some one of those stats. So, you know, no matter the score, I still knew that I produced quite, you know, solid tennis in order to get myself in a winning position. And I felt like there was no reason that I couldn't get that back.
Hi, Maria. You've had very successful tournaments here. Last year you missed it. With what feelings are you coming back?
Exciting feelings. Great to be in this draw. Great to be back on a court that I've had great success at. I've always loved playing here. It's been, from a young age, it was a Grand Slam that was very difficult for me to do well at physically, mentally, and I overcame that. And so to be back here and kind of to relive those moments and memories playing back again is very exciting.
Has it been difficult for you, you know, after changing coaches, to find a new rhythm again or find a new focus again?
Yeah, I guess it's always an adjustment. I'm with a coach that I did spend many years with, that I did have success with. So I think we both know each other very well from like a professional standpoint to, you know, each other's personality. We know how to work with each other. So I think that made things maybe a little bit easier for me. But it was certainly a difficult change, as I've spoken about many times already.
Maria, you've said you enjoy playing at Roland Garros. We know you've had great success here in the past, winning it twice. What is it that you love most about playing in Roland Garros and spending time in Paris?
Well, I love the challenge of being in a Grand Slam draw and figuring out a way to win. I mean, and throughout 2 weeks, you play against different opponents in different circumstances, with weather, with a lot of waiting around like we did, to sunshine. So there's a lot of ups and downs and a lot of different feelings, different matchups, and you got to just find a way to figure out how you handle your emotions, how you handle the matches physically. And so I thrive on that. I enjoy that challenge, kind of seeing how I can bring that out of me, how I can keep my concentration, my focus throughout, using my experience as well. And it's also, it doesn't hurt to be in one of my favorite cities.
Hi. Have you seen maybe for a minute Serena, this match she's playing right now, her outfit, the Black Panther or the cat, I don't know, cat, whatever. I mean, what is your opinion about it?
I did get a little glimpse, but I haven't seen too much of the match. But I think, you know, that's expected. First Grand Slam back, there's always, you know, Nike does a really good job of making statements. That's for sure.
Fashion point of view.
Yeah, well, I that's the great thing about tennis, is that you can like express your individuality and that you can be different. And I love that about it.
Maria, you're obviously on a journey back and competing really well right now. When you look at what it took to win previously here, where do you feel your game is at right now, and how much more development do you think you've got to be able to go deep into this draw?
Well, no year is the same and no situation is the same, and that's why I still enjoy competing, is because every week, every tournament brings a kind of a new challenge and a new way to face it. Nothing is repetitive in the sport, and although you can use your experience and knowledge on what has helped you before, there's always new things and things that you have to come up against, and that's why I still enjoy playing.
Did it hurt last year that they didn't give you a wild card here, and do you feel welcome and warm, you know, reception of the audience here this year?
I felt like I had a great reception today, yeah.